from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Money Memories. I'm your host, Ilona. I want you to think back to when you were in college. Did financial planning ever come across your mind between cramming for exams and finding time for a social life? This week's guest, Elizabeth, was able to do just that. She's a recent college graduate who is embarking on the next phase of her life teaching abroad in Spain. She talks about how financial discipline was instilled to her from a very early age by her parents and why she likes the challenge of setting ambitious savings goals for herself. Here's a pro tip, write your goals down. I'm super excited to share this episode with you, so let's jump in. Great. Well, good afternoon, Elizabeth. Welcome to Money Memories. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited to feature you on this show. I think it's really awesome to be able to connect with a younger audience and younger content creators like yourself that are in the personal finance space. So I'm really excited to share your story with the listeners. But before we get started, do you want to start with telling us a little bit about your background and how and where you grew up?
Yes. So like you said, my name is Elizabeth. I'm originally from Lynchburg, Virginia, which is like in the center of Virginia, kind of in the foothills of the mountains. Right now, I live in Charleston, South Carolina. And I really got started on personal finance when I was young. I was able to take a trip to Spain when I was 16 and basically just had this big realization that wow, you need money to do things. And all the things that I want to do are expensive, but in a good way, because I caught the travel bug and I was like, all right, I have to move to Europe. I have to move back. And so I was like, okay, I need to save up my money and I need to get everything in order and I need to get organized. And that's been really like a good motivation and driving factor between all of my progress.
Nice. So I love that you shared that, you know, having that experience of that goal has kind of brought personal finance and financial planning to the forefront. So would you say that's your earliest or most impactful money memory? Or do you have one that dates back to even before then?
I definitely have earlier ones. And I'm trying to think of a specific memory. And I don't have like a very specific moment in mind, but I do remember like throughout my childhood, money was always talked about. Like we were very conscious of money. We were always like, okay, we have to be mindful of our spending. And that was a thing that my parents were always very like shared with us. Like, okay, you know, money is not infinite. We have a certain amount and we have to be conscious and, you know, cutting corners in certain places. But on the other hand, I feel like money was still like this taboo subject. It's become less so as I've gotten older, but when I was younger, like my parents they would start to talk about it, but they wouldn't really talk about it. They were like, oh, don't worry about it. You're too young for that, or all of these things. And I think that, you know, you solidify your money memories and your money mindsets when you're 7 years old. So those things really start to impact you even from a very young age.
You recently graduated from college. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I just graduated. Thank you. In May, and I studied Spanish and marketing, and I'm about to move to Spain actually in October. So I'm super excited because I've been working towards this goal since, like I said, I was 16. So it's really full circle to have it all come back and to just finally been here. I feel like I've been waiting for this for so long. So it's crazy that it's finally around.
And we'll touch on Spain in a second, but I'm curious because I think for so many people, college is such an important milestone in their lives for many reasons. And wondering, you know, as you were going through college or as you compare your relationship or perspective on money now versus before, did that kind of change or evolve for you? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. I think that my perspective has gotten like a lot wider and I've realized that adults don't know what's going on either. Like you always think when you're a child, oh, like the adults know what's going on. Like they've got it figured out. But like the older I've gotten, the more I've realized like everyone's just faking it until they make it. And when it comes to personal finance, that is no exception. And the number of people that really struggle with their personal finances is crazy. I think about 25% of people have their personal finances like organized and they have an emergency fund and stuff. So that means that 75% of the world doesn't. And that stat is just crazy. And that's one of the reasons why I started what I'm doing in my page, my business, to just try to start changing that, because, you know, money has the power to change your life. Money is not happiness, but it provides you choices and it gives you the freedom to say yes to certain situations and to say no, and just gives you those options to get out of difficult situations. So I know money isn't everything, but money is a lot. And I think that's so important. But when I was in college, I was able to save $21,000 and I invested some of that as well. And that was mostly through, well, I want to acknowledge first that my parents paid for my tuition, which is a big privilege that I had and very important in my journey, because I would not have been able to save as much if I had to worry about, you know, tuition payments as well, or student loans and all of those things. So I want to be completely transparent in that. But on the other hand, I think that budgeting really changed my life and made me able to be really conscious with my spending and spend in alignment and spend on the things that bring me joy and not on the other places. So I've gotten really clear on my priorities. And for me, the things that I value most are travel and experiences and food. At least right now, I'm sure those will change one day. So that's where I spend the bulk of my money. I don't spend much money on clothes or takeout or things like that, just because I don't value those as much. And that has definitely helped my journey a lot. I also track my spending, so I know where all my money's going, and I am able to see exactly where all of my areas are and what I need to work on and what is on track. And so that has been really helpful. And I think that's a great first step if someone's trying to get started on their financial journey, is just writing down how much you spend in a week or a month. And it's very eye-opening to see it all on paper and to see it all written down and added up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a couple of the kind of strategies you mentioned, like writing things down, figuring out what you value for you as experiences over things, I'm wondering, are those things that kind of came to you organically, or are there certain resources or people that you, or like, how did you kind of learn to integrate some of those tools in your own habits?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely been listening to podcasts and reading books. I think some good podcasts. I love The Financial Feminist by Her First 100K is amazing, and I'm obsessed with it. There's a bunch more, but I think those are some great starting points. I personally made my own budget template, and I did that myself. And I started just from tracking my spending. And then the more I tracked my spending, I could see what I was spending in each category. And it made it really easy for me to create a budget that was in line with what I spent, because I knew about how much I spent in each area. Originally, I did it on paper. So now I've moved to spreadsheet, and I love how it calculates everything automatically.
Well, there you have it. I love that you don't even need any fancy tools or to spend anything really to keep track. You can literally just do it on a sticky note.
Yeah.
Going back to your goal of saving for this, you know, big move to Spain. Yeah. Walk us through that journey for you. Like, what are some of the ways that you've been planning for this? How long have you been planning for it? And where are you in terms of your progress?
Yeah. So right now I decided that I was going to save $10,000 this summer until I leave for Spain. So I don't leave until like mid-September. So it's a little bit longer of a normal summer. So that was my big goal. I'm a big goal setting person. I love to write goals down. You are about 40% more likely to accomplish your goal if you write it down, which is a crazy statistic, but I'm a big goal setter. And so I found that like when I set a really big goal, it drives me to work even harder to reach that goal, even if it's a big big goal. I like to set big goals that aren't necessarily the most realistic and then go back through and to figure out how am I going to make this possible? How am I going to do this step by step? So I have been working hard and saving in general. As I said, since I was like 17, 18, I started saving. But now that I am where I am, I just decided, you know what? I can save even more and I don't even need to touch my money in savings because I like to challenge myself.
Once you arrive in Spain, kind of what are some of the strategies or things that you hope to integrate into your kind of like financial planning once you're living there and, you know, and working there, et cetera?
Yeah. And I also want to say that since I've been planning this for like 6 or 7 years, I've decided to give myself a fat budget because I've been working so hard for this and I deserve to have, you know, the fruits of my labor. I do not need to spend $10,000 traveling. I probably won't even spend that much, but I'm like, all right, this is the goal. I have this. And I love to overestimate. If I'm budgeting, I overestimate. If I'm income, I'm underestimating. So I like to be conservative in that manner. So I do want to preface that I probably won't spend that much money because that's a lot of money to spend. I'm also getting paid while I'm in Spain. I'm going to get €1,000 a month, not dollars. I ended up getting a school in a smaller town in the region with the higher cost of living. So it's actually not going to be that expensive. So I think I will be able to like save some money every month, which is really exciting. So I may not even hit into my budget that much or my travel budget. So once I get over there, I am going to do my budget, of course, and I'll track my spending. And I will say, I've done this before. I moved to Spain. I was only there for 6 weeks, but I was supposed to study abroad, but then COVID hit. And having my budget in two different currencies is the most complicated thing that has ever happened in this world. Like I tried so, so hard to, because it's hard because you spend money in cash in euros, but on your credit card or your bank, they show up in dollars. So it's like, not like you can stick to one or the other as easily. I mean, I'm sure you could. And then I was like trying to automatically convert it when I put it into my spreadsheet and I just messed up so much and I spent hours and hours trying to fix it. And I just said, you know what? I give up. It was 6 weeks. It's fine if my budget's wrong. It's over. So that's definitely going to be an adjustment. I've also been thinking ahead about how I'm going to need to buy a car when I get back because I'm selling my car because I don't need it and I'm not going to pay insurance on it for 9 months when I'm not using it. So I have that in my emergency fund since I've saved this money. So it's just a matter of putting all the pieces together, I think.
Yeah. And I really love the way that you talk about the things that you're doing, because it's so, I know I've done this show for like 2 years now, but every time I do it, I do still learn things, but it's such a great reminder that sometimes I've fallen prey to this trap lately of thinking that, oh, it's so complicated and scary and I don't want to look at it. But when you break it down into such like matter of fact, like I will write this down and do I need this? Do I not? It's a good reminder that it's only as scary as we make it, like as we like emotionally approach it, right?
For sure.
So this is a really refreshing, I think, reminder for myself and hopefully the listeners too.
Yeah. Mindset really is everything. And it's like the way you look at it, the way you frame it in your mind is how you're going to think about it and subconsciously. So I think that is exactly what you're saying.
I love that. And switching gears a little bit, since you mentioned that in addition to, you know, working the two jobs at the restaurant, you also have your, I guess, like money coaching business and you create personal finance content on social media. So can you talk a little bit more about, you know, that side of your personality, I guess. I don't know what to call it. I hate to like get a side hustle. Cause I'm like, it doesn't have to be, it can just be like a side dish.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. I love money and I love talking about money. And I feel like anyone who gets close to me learns this and I like make them start loving to talk about money and I ask them all the money questions. So I think that it was just very natural for me. I've been coaching like informally with family and friends for years. And as I said, like the older I got, the more I saw the need for this. I think it's just so important. And especially as women, I'm so passionate about women and independence. And I think to truly have independence, you need to have your own source of income and you need to have your own fund and you need to have your own autonomy. And the best way to do that is to have that money as your backbone. It gives you the opportunity to leave a bad situation, whether it's a job or a relationship or whatever it may be. It's very important as a woman to at least have those options.
I love listening to you. I really feel like the future of our generations are like in safe hands. I'm like, wow, listen to the young people, listen to the youths. They really know what they're doing.
I hope so. Thank you. That's exciting.
Awesome. Well, Elizabeth, it's been such a treat to talk to you today. For our listeners who are interested in connecting with you and following your travels through Spain and for picking up all of the great personal finance tips that you have to share, where can they go?
You can find me on Instagram at @mytwocentsfinance. And if you're interested in learning more, I have a free budget template that is at the link in my bio. And that is my exact budget that I've made on my spreadsheet and perfected over 4 years of data. So you can pick that up for free.
I am literally downloading that as we speak. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your many memories with us.
Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, I'm your host, Ilona. If you like what you heard, please be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. For more episodes, check out funnymemoriespodcast.com or listen to the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. Interested in being featured on the show? Head to the website and submit a note or DM me on Twitter @IlonaOnTheMoney. See you next week.